Blog Talk Radio.
The great and the awesome things that he is doing today. Hallelujah. He is doing some great and mighty awesome things in our lives, and to God be the glory. Well, welcome to a kingdom call, because it is kingdom time, saints. It is kingdom time. And we are, as always, excited for an opportunity to be able to come to the King's table and break bread and fellowship and draw from his word and fellowship one to another. Thank you for joining and connecting with us. It is Wednesday, October the 21st. You are listening to us through Blog Talk Radio, Granny's Place. This is Elder Jordan, and you've connected tonight to A Kingdom Call. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God for the opportunity to be able to share the goodness of the Lord. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. We count it a privilege and an honor. And more importantly, a privilege and an honor to have you, our listeners, that's committed to connecting with us Wednesday after Wednesday after Wednesday, and we appreciate it. We have been going through the book of John and decreeing what John declared, Jesus said in his word of the great I am, hallelujah, I am the bread of life, I am the living water, hallelujah, I am the way, the truth, and the light, I am, decree and declares the Lord of hosts. And so we want to continue in walking in the book of John and taking on more of what Jesus decreeing to us, that we, amen, can be connected and can walk in assurance, hallelujah, that Jesus is the way, amen. Last week we talked about him being the way, the truth, and the life, hallelujah, the way, Jesus is the only way, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No one can come to the Father, glory to God, but by the Son, who is the way. The only way you can get to the Father is to come through the person who has made the way. Hallelujah. Then he said that I am, hallelujah, the bread of life. Glory to God. Amen. To eat. We have to know where we need to, the table, amen, that we need to eat from. Hallelujah. We need to eat. Then we need to know, glory to God, that Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. He is the light. And we are to bear the same light, to let our light shine. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. Amen. This is a dark world that we live in. This is a dark place that we interact in. We move around. And we need to let our light shine. Amen. He gave us the Holy Spirit, glory to God, that is on the inside of us, hallelujah, that since he's not here, his light can still shine, and that light shines, glory to God, through us, amen, through the saints, amen, through the men, women, boys, and girls that share the love of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He declared, I am, hallelujah, the light of the world. Amen. So we don't have to be walking in darkness because we have the light that guides us and leads us into all truths, into all directions. I'm the bread of life. Amen. Hunger and thirst after Jesus. I am the bread of life. Glory to God. Amen. You don't have to be hungry. He fed 5,000. Amen. With two fish and five loaves of bread. Hallelujah. So we don't have to be hungry in the natural or in the spirit because our God will provide. He is our provider. He is our source. Then we went through the gate. Hallelujah. He declared that I am the gate. My God, I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. And you cannot get through the gate without coming through him, Jesus. Amen. The Savior of the world. So we've been talking, and then we talked about the resurrection. Hallelujah. We can't forget that. He declared, I am, to Martha and Mary, I am the resurrection. To you and I am the resurrection. Amen. Whatever is dead, whatever is dormant, whatever has dried up, decree and declare the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Let him speak life, amen, to that he has released for you to live that's trying to dry up. Let the resurrection anointing bring that to life. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the vine. Hallelujah. I am the vine. I am the true grapevine. So it's something about that. Hallelujah. God never speaks just to be speaking. He has a message. Amen. He has a word for us. And so we're going to continue on with the I am. Actually, tonight will be the ending of the I am. Hallelujah. We would have completed them all. To God be the glory. And we will end it with the I am. Hallelujah. The true grapevine. To God be the glory. But before we go into our lesson, we do, as we always, pause for station identification. Hallelujah. Amen. To allow our listeners to stay connected to what we are doing so that you have an opportunity to sow into this kingdom ministry, that you have an opportunity to cover us in prayer. You have an opportunity to meet us where we are. Hallelujah. And so we want to take a few moments to allow Sister Monica to come forth and to share what God has us doing in this last season. You know, this is going into the season, the fall festival, the harvest time, and the Thanksgiving season. And we want to just be a blessing, to let our light shine greatly. Amen. To let the light of the world shine bright to those that may not otherwise have a bright season. And so please listen tentatively. Grab your pen and pencil, paper, so that you can notate, document what we're doing and where we are. And you can, as they say, govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. So Sister Monica, are you there, and can you come forth with what God, with the happenings of our ministry?
Kingdom Amen. Happening. Can you hear me?
Amen. I can hear you. Bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We would like to encourage you to join us each Monday evening at 9:30 p.m. in the Central Standard Time for the International Intercessory Prayer Network. We meet each Monday evening at 9:30. This is our Kingdom Call telephone number, 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. The access code is 772-937. 772-937. This is an open prayer line, and everyone is encouraged to pray. So every prayer warrior,
Amen.
We encourage you to get on the line. Every lay leader, we encourage you to
Hallelujah.
Get on the line. Every mother, every traveler, every warrior, we encourage you to get on the prayer line and join us as we bombard heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Every third Sunday evening, third Sunday evenings, we're at the women, we minister to the women at the Lusteret Jail, and that's at 6 o'clock p.m. We're still in need of Bibles. They can be new or used. So please help us in this effort. You may send your prayer requests to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. Join us on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Amen.
Under Linda Jordan Ministries. To financially support our ministry, please send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. That's P.O. Box 501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you may go to our website at lindajordanministries.com, and you may donate through PayPal. PayPal does deduct a 3% processing fee, so please keep that in mind when you're making your donations. We would also like for you to mark on your calendars every Wednesday at high noon. We have Midday Fire. It will be 30 minutes of prayer intercession. Amen. To keep you fired up and energized to complete your task. Dial in to 218-936-6142. That is the same number as our Monday evening prayer calls. Dial in, connect, and receive. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Also coming up, we're excited about our prayer watch coming up on October 30th. That's October 30th at the Goodwill Baptist Church. And we also have coming up October 31st from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the First Free Will Baptist Church. The address is 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville. Granny's Place Ministries presents Mind, Body, and Soul Health Care. The telephone number is 972-802-6495. And this will be a health fair, a fun day, food, games, all that you can think of for an outdoor block party. This will be going on October 31st from 7 to 12 p.m. Also coming up in November, we're getting ready for our Thanksgiving feast. In preparation for our community outreach, we will have two dates of evangelism, which will be on November 7th and the 14th. November 7th and the 14th. And we will meet to go into the Pleasant Grove community and encourage the people to come out on November 21st for our Thanksgiving feast and celebration, which will be held at the Goodwill Baptist Church. We're asking
Amen.
For donations, which are tax deductible donations, financial donations, as well as clothing, toiletries, and whatever you would like to donate to this outreach effort. Please give us a call to know the specifics of what we would need for that day as far as food is concerned. We would love to have you partner with us for this event.
Amen.
Also coming up in December, on the 12th of December, we'll have our Christmas with the Elderly, and that's at the Edgewood Manor Seniors Apartment Community in South Dallas. And we're also asking for donations for this event as well. And we know that we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. So if the elderly are upon your heart, if evangelism is on your heart, we ask you to join with us as we outreach into these two efforts. Amen. And these are our announcements, our happenings for our kingdom call. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for sharing the awesome, awesome calendar of events. Man, I get excited listening to what God has called us to do, and I want to invite all of our listeners. It's kingdom time. It's kingdom time. It's not territorial. It's not certain people. It is kingdom work that God has called us to. And so I invite you, as Sister Monica had shared, on next Friday, mark your calendars, October the 30th, We're doing a night watch. Hallelujah. We want all of the intercessors, all of the prayer warriors, everyone who's concerned about what is going on to join us at Goodwill Baptist Church. That's on the corner of Jim Miller and Elam off of 175 in Dallas. Join us. It is an open prayer watch from 12 a.m., 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Amen. Bring your kids in their pajamas and let them lay out on the bench. We've got to get before the face and the heart of God. Share that with other intercessors. Amen. She also mentioned our midday. You have the address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 516 okay. Jim Miller Road. 516 North Jim Miller Road in Dallas, 75217.
Great. 516 North Jim Miller Road in Dallas, Texas. That's off of 175. Share that with those that you know excited and know the power of prayer. Then she shared with you our outreach for Thanksgiving. Our theme is, how can I say thanks? Huh? How can I say thanks for all that God has done for me? You can say thanks by being a blessing for someone else. We're going out November the 7th, November the 14th, as she mentioned, and we're going to just love the community and let them know that we're coming back to be a blessing to them. So go to our website, get our information, email us, text us, call us, the website, the Facebook page, so that you can partner, so that you can connect. And also our seniors at Edgewood Manor, we will be having our Christmas party with them, and we're going to party. We're going to have a wonderful, joyous time celebrating the birth, remembering the birth of our Savior. And we're doing it with the elderly, the seniors. So please, we need your support. We cannot do any of this without you. Share it and connect with us. God bless you so much for helping us do what we do to the glory of God. Well, amen. Thank you for sharing. Just want to remind everyone that we will take some prayer requests at the end, so that if there's a concern on your heart, if there's a need, or if you have a testimony, hallelujah, then we want to give you time to share your testimonies. Be mindful that at that time I'll open up the lines. So any background noise, just try to get to a quiet place so that we'll be able to hear you. Amen. Well, we are going on in our study tonight. I'm excited about it. I had put up on the Facebook the picture of the vine, the grapevine. We're talking about the I Am, and today we are in John, the 15th chapter, the 5th verse. He says, I am the vine. So let's read that. I am going to be reading from a couple of translations, but I'm going to start with the King James, and then I'm going to switch over, hallelujah, to the Living. And here beginning God's word in the 15th chapter of John, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Yes. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, but no one can accept except ye abide in me. Amen. I am the vine, ye the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Goes on to verse 6 and says, if a man abide in me, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men that gather them and cast them into the fire, they are burned. Amen. So we are talking tonight about the branches and the vine. Hallelujah. The branches and the vine. And we want to decree what the vine says. The vine says that I am the true grapevine. Amen. I'm the real grapevine. And when I'm looking at this, studying it and just meditating, I went back a few chapters back because Jesus was setting the disciples up for his departure. They were leaving. They were at the Passover in the upper room. And they were celebrating the Passover. They were leaving there, going to the next destination, which was the Garden of Gethsemane, which was by the Mount of Olives. And what gives us that is just before chapter 15, he's telling them, come on, let's go. So they're going somewhere. They've been somewhere, and now God is taking them, glory to God, to the next journey, the next destination, the next experience that they have before them. And if we remember last time when Jesus had to remind the disciples, you know, that I am the way. He reminded them in chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. See, the disciples, even though they were walking with Jesus and they saw his miracles and they witnessed, you know, his miraculous work, they were still walking and thinking very fleshly. And so Jesus was really concerned about his disciples, and he had spent much time with them, amen, and getting them ready to stand and not to be moved. He reminded them, I am the way. If you remember last week, don't be troubled. If I am the way, the truth, and the light, trust in me. Disciples, trust in me, boys. I know what I'm doing. You've got to know what I'm doing. You've got to trust me. And so he's telling them, you know, to not be troubled. He was still concerned, so he had to spend more time with them to help build them up even more. For what was to come. And what was to come was Jesus being taken away. And so the disciples and Jesus understood that these boys still, they're not quite ready. Amen. He needed to bring them to a place of calmness. He needed to do in this time, give them more instruction. He needed to strengthen them more. These boys was looking frail. They were acting nervous. They were looking a little weak. So Jesus was trying to prepare them, glory to God, for what was about to come. Hallelujah. And so he says, I am the vine. I am the vine. You know, I am the husbandman. I'm the vine, and my Father, as we go to the other translation, it says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will bear even more. My God, hallelujah. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. See, I've been walking with you. I've been teaching you the word. I've been showing you by example, you know. So you have been purified. You've been pruned by being with me. So he says in 4, remain in me, and I will remain in you. Amen. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. So don't get nervous and walk away. Don't let anybody come speak in your ear and cause you to go down another road. Because if you are severed from me, then you will not produce any fruit. It says, those who remain in me and I in them, I will produce much fruit. I will produce much fruit in you if you just stay connected. I am the way. I am the life. Amen. I am the bread. If you stay connected to me, then you will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing, he says. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I know the enemy wants you to think that you got it all together. I know your flesh wants you to think that you have it all together. I know all of the accolades and the awards that's plastered on your wall have you to think that you got it all together, that you can do this thing all by yourself. But he says, apart from me, you can't do nothing. Amen. So we can't do anything without God. Everything, every accolade, every promotion, every increase, everything that we get, every good and perfect gift, it comes from God. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Amen? It says in verse 6, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch, and then it withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile, then burned. You are of no use. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you don't stay connected, you are of no use. But, verse 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want. See? Because if you remain in me and I in you, you're going to have the heart of Christ. You're going to have the mind of Christ. So what you ask is going to be in alignment with what God wants. So whatever you ask, I'll give it to you. Amen? You may ask what you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. Amen. That's an evangelistic call right there. Right there. When you produce much fruit, you are truly my disciple. The Bible says that brings great glory to God. When you go out and witness, we're going out to witness November the 7th, November the 14th. You need to be with us. We're going out and we're looking to produce fruit from our labor. Amen. He said, you are true disciples when you produce fruit. Amen. Now, Jesus talks about, in the Bible, it talks about a husbandman. Now, this husbandman does not mean your husband, a husband, but rather this is talking about the tiller of the ground, a vine dresser, or a farmer. Amen. Husbandman. my translation, I have a couple before me, said, my father is the husbandman. The other translation said, my father is the gardener. Uh-huh. My father is the one who tills the ground. He is the one who is in charge of the vine. Uh-huh. God is in charge of the vine. Who is the vine? Jesus already told us, I am the true grapevine. I am the true vine. So Jesus, God is in charge of Jesus. Because Jesus told us, I only do what my Father tells me to do. He submitted to his Father. I only do what my Father tells. I am sent to do the will of the Father. Amen. He does everything within his power. The husbandman, the vine dresser, does everything within his power to see that the plant, that the grapes bear good fruit. He does everything. The husbandman, the vine dresser, the farmer, he does everything to make sure that the plant bears good fruit. That's you and I. He gives us the Son, his Son. He gives us the Word. He gives us the Holy Spirit, to make sure that we have everything that we need to be successful spiritually and naturally. He gives us everything that we need, our husbandmen. Amen? But guess what? If the branch, which is you and I, don't bear fruit, it is not the husbandman's fault. It is not the vine dresser's fault. It's not the tiller of the ground. It's not his fault. Because the gardener does everything he needs to do for his tree, for his plant, to bear good fruit. That's his job. So he's going to do everything. So if it doesn't bear fruit, it's something wrong with the plant. Come on here now. It's something wrong with the plant. It's something wrong. The plant is not absorbing. The plant is not responding. It's not the gardener. The gardener is doing, is tilling it. The gardener is watering. The gardener is pruning. But it's not bearing good fruit. Jesus identifies the husbandman as his father. Amen. Then he talks about the vine. And the vine is the source of life. Come on, saints. The vine. Who is the vine? The true grapevine. Hallelujah. Jesus is the vine. Amen. He is the source of life for us, the branches. The branches, the branches. It provides the water we need. It provides the nourishments that we need. It provides what we need that we can produce the fruit in our lives. Amen. The vine provides the life so that the branch can produce the beautiful plump grapes, as God gives us the illustration and the parable of the vine, the fruit on the vine. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Hallelujah. So without the vine, there could be no fruit, because the vine gives the life. The vine gives the vitamins, the nutrients. The vine is very important. And without me, you can't do nothing. He's the life. He's the support. He's the strength. The branch ultimately depends on the vine, somebody. The branch depends. We depend on Jesus. Amen. He is our life support. Amen. We have to stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. And, you know, when I looked at the vine, it grew, and I looked and I did a little bit of reading about it. The vine is a very strong
vine. It's very strong. Out of the vine comes many, 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 many branches. From those branches bear much, much, much fruit. And that's why when you see, and it's funny that God would use this as an illustration for us, because when you look at, and when you go to the grocery store, go to the market, or when you're in a vineyard and you see the cluster of grapes, they're everywhere. They just produce. They just multiply. And it's funny that, well, it's not funny, but, I mean, I can see why God would use that as a parable, use that as an illustration for us, because that's how he wants us to be, like that grape, just cluster of the saints everywhere, and producing more by the people we touch, by the souls that we minister to, by people we pour into, multiply, you know, just spill over and see a influx of more people coming in. Amen. The grapevine is a prolific plant. It symbolizes, the grape symbolizes the fruitfulness in doing God's work on earth. And that's what I'm saying. When you see the vine, you see nothing but grapes. Clustered and clustered of grapes. So Christ is the vine and God is the gardener who cares for the branches to make us fruitful, to have us to multiply. Amen. Now, this also talks about cutting and pruning. Amen. And we need to be cut sometimes. Don't nobody want to be cut. It doesn't feel good to be cut. When you get a paper cut, that thing hurts. Amen. When you go through surgery and there is an incision, it hurts. You have to get stitches and you know, go through the process of healing, or go through the process of that initial cut, that initial incision. Sometimes you can hear, when you're even cutting paper, you can hear the tearing of the paper. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel good. It is not good. But guess what? Sometimes cutting is good for you. Amen. Cutting is good for you. And Jesus makes a couple of distinctions about two kinds of cutting. Hallelujah. And I just love it. And it's in the pruning process that he does this. And just to talk a little bit about pruning is a way of, it has benefits, pruning. Amen. Pruning is cutting away. Okay. My dictionary says it's to cut. It's to remove undesirable twigs. Amen. So that's a benefit, to get all of the stuff out of there that doesn't need to be in there. Remember in Matthew, Jesus talked about the tares, you know, the tares growing together, but you have to get the, and he does the separating. And this is what he's doing here. He's doing the pruning away. Amen. Pruning us away, cutting us away. So, of course, you know, nobody wants to be cut, but we need to be cut sometimes. Cut away the part that will spoil. Cut away the part that will not produce. Cut away, cut off that could eventually infect me. Come on now. That could eventually give seep some poison into my bloodstream. Amen. That would eventually release the wrong thoughts in my mind. Prune that thing away. Cut it off before it spills over into my veins, into my bloodline, into the blood, into my system, and cause me to respond the wrong way. Amen. So he talks about cutting off
hallelujah, or cutting back. Come on now. Either you cut off the stuff that is dead, that bears no more fruit. Remember, he told us he will cut it off. For a branch that cannot produce fruit, I will sever it from the vine. I'm going to cut it off because you're not producing nothing good anyway. I don't need you to be there and you're not producing. I don't need you to be there and cause serum to spread to the other branches and cause them to go bad. So what I'm going to need to do, since you can't control your mouth, since you can't get your attitude straight, I'm going to need to cut you off. I'm just going to need to get rid of you. Amen? Because you in here, and you've been in here, but you've not produced no fruit. You've not shared the love of Christ. You've not gone out and witnessed. You're gossiping. Amen? You're spreading venom. You're bringing division. You're bringing strife. You're walking in pride. You're walking in envy. You're not walking in the God kind of faith. You're not sharing the love of Jesus. You're not loving those who disciple you. I'm going to have to not trim you back. I'm going to need to cut you off. You've been around a long time. I've let you stay on the vine. I've tried to keep you connected to me. But because I'm concerned about the 99, I'll go ahead and cut you off. I'm going to have to cut you off. Amen? And so do we really want to be cut? No. But if we, time after time after time after time, we've been corrected, we've been rebuked, we've been chastised, and you still don't want to get it together, guess what? I can't afford everybody to go down the road you're going. So if I don't cut you off, I'm going to have more to deal with issues like you if I keep it hanging around. So I'm going to need to cut you off. Amen? I'm cutting you off. He talks about cutting off and cutting back. Now, I want to be cut back, because when he cut back the branches, y'all, when he cut back the branches, it's just bringing forth even a greater supply of the fruit that I produce. Come on here. It's purging. It's purging. It's cutting off those full branches, so that they can promote greater growth. Come on. So when I just prune and cut some of the branches off, I haven't totally cut you from the vine. I'm just trimming you up. I'm just making room for more growth, for more growth. I'm looking at a beautiful vine, grape vine. And the leaves are very green and full of life. And the grapes are plentiful. They're beautiful. There's some green grapes. There's some red grapes. There's some purple grapes. That's life. Amen. That's promotion. That's growth. That's how Jesus wants us, as we stay connected to him. But the branches that don't bear that type of fruit, if the branch is not looking like what I'm looking at now, I'm going to need to cut you off. Because if not, you're going to spoil the branches that's producing good fruit. Is anybody with me? And so if we're not, God has told us in his word to cut you off. Hallelujah. Cut you off. Fruit is not limited to just winning souls. And here he's talking about the love. You know, because we love God, we should be loving people. We should be touching. And this season that we're in, it is the just right for us to exercise and walk in what God has really called us to walk in. By love and kindness will you draw them. Amen? By love and kindness. So when the vine produces much fruit, the fruit glorifies God. The fruit glorifies God. Hallelujah. And so we want to, we have the sun that helps the vine to be vibrant. We have the rain. We have the soil. All of that we have to help our plants and our fruit trees to produce healthy and strong, tasteful fruit. And the same is so for us. Amen. It is the Word of God. It is the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the blood of Jesus. It is the Word of God. God has given us everything that we need. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he says that I am, hallelujah, I am the vine. Hallelujah. I am the true vine. And when we look at the illustration of the vine and the fruit that's on the vine, we can see what Jesus, what John was trying to convey to us through the Spirit of how we should look and how we should produce. And I ask now that we take a retrospect of our life and see what kind of fruit are we producing? What type of branches, you know, are we on the vine? Amen. Are our branches nice and brown and healthy? Or are they dry and brittle? You know, about to break and fall off because we're not truly connected to the vine. Because as long as we're truly connected to the vine, our branch is going to be a beautiful, rich looking brown, and it will have life in it. Because the grapes that will come forth off of the branch will be plump, will be juicy, will be sweet. Amen. And as you get one, it won't be long before another one will replace that. It's producing. It's multiplying. Mm-hmm. It's growing. It's giving. Because we are connected to the vine. So, disciples, do not get weary and pull away. So, disciples, do not get fretful and go in the wrong direction. So, saints of God, stay steadfast and don't move. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected. Allow the husbandmen to take care of you. Allow the vine dresser, glory to God, to take care of you. Allow him to pour into you. Allow him to minister to you. Allow the vine dresser to do his job so that the true vine will stay connected and he will not cut you off because you will be truly producing that he has called us to produce. Stay connected to that vine. Let the sunshine come in, which is the Son of Jesus Christ, to shine on your branch, producing the good fruit. To God be the glory. I am excited about this word. Hallelujah. When we can produce much fruit, God is glorified. When we can produce much fruit, that means there are people that's following. When we can produce much fruit, it means that we are staying connected to the vine. Well, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I don't mind being cut. I just don't want to be cut off. Hallelujah. I just don't want to be cut off. You can cut me, God. Cut me off. Hallelujah. So to God be the glory for the great I am that he has given us to grab a hold and to stand on and to emphatically decree who our Savior is. Amen, 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 mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, I do want to share tonight with our listeners that our season of 1 year will be coming to an end on Block Talk Radio Granny's Place, and it has been an awesome, wonderful time and an experience. After the end of October, that will end Kingdom Call. There are other ways that you will be able to be connected and stay plugged into what we're doing, and we certainly hope that you will do just that. So God bless you, and we will go out in prayer, hallelujah, and we just thank God for what he is doing. We'll be back on Wednesday. We will take it to the end of October and give the reins to the next person who will do even greater. To God be glory. Father, we thank you tonight for who you are, for what you are doing. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. There is none like you. And we thank you, Father, for studying the great I am. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you are the vine. You are, glory to God, the vine dresser. Hallelujah. You are the husbandman, God. Hallelujah. You are the tiller of the ground, Father. And we just thank you, Lord God, oh God, for purging us and for trimming us back and allowing us to stay connected to the vine, being healthy, being strong, producing, being a witness in a dark place, Lord God. Father, we just decree and declare your perfect will, hallelujah, in our lives. Father, I ask that you would bless our awesome listeners, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that the year of the months and the weeks that we have been on Block Talk, Lord, that it has been an encouragement, that it has been a blessing, that it has been a seed planted into the hearers of your word as people connected to the broadcast. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our listeners, that they will continue to grow in you. And we pray for the body of Christ tonight, and we pray for those that are lost in their sins, that they would come to accept you as Lord and Savior. We pray tonight, Father, for those that are grieving, that have lost a loved one, Father, that you would encourage, that you would strengthen, that you would lift up the bowed down heads, that you would take that burden of heaviness and weight, oh God, and just bless them in a supernatural way. Father, we pray for those now, my God, that's seeking and knocking on doors, oh God, for jobs, for employment, to care for their families, to take care of their responsibilities. Father, we just ask that you would supernaturally, Father, open up that door that seems, oh God, to be closed and doesn't look like it's open. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we ask, God, that you would move, oh God, in that area, Lord God. But there are those that's diligently seeking work, God. So, Father, I ask in the name of Yeshua, Father, that you open up that door, God, that you would give them that assurance that this is the door to walk through, that your favor will rest upon them, Lord God. We pray for those right now, God, that have bills, the mortgage, hallelujah, the car note, my Father, with the finances just not right there. God, you are the devil on the thousand hill. All of the silver and gold belongs to you, God. You said that we can ask what we will according to your word, oh God. You are our provider. You are our source. You are our Jehovah Jireh. God, provide. My God, in the name of Jesus, miracles, Lord God. We decree the wicked to release
that money, hallelujah, to sow to those that you have spoken to, Lord God. We thank you for favor. We cover the school grounds where our children on college campuses and senior schools and elementary. God, we just cover the grounds with your blood and your complete and total protection. We pray for our country. We pray for our government. We pray for Jerusalem. We pray for the Jews and the Gentiles, hallelujah, to worship you. Oh, God, that they will come to recognize you as the great Messiah, the great I am that you are, hallelujah. And God, we pray for families and our children who don't know you and our husbands and our wives, Lord God, that may not be walking with you. Father, we just thank you that our communities and our neighborhoods are safe. Father, go into the nursing homes, Lord God, and go under the bridge, my Father, and go into the detention homes, Lord Jesus. Father, go into the NICU babies. Father, in the Jesus, God, we just ask that you would intervene because your eyes are in all places, beholding the good and the bad, Lord God. People that have been done wrongly, that are still incarcerated, and those who have served and need to be released. Father, we ask you to step into these situations. Somebody is going before the judge tomorrow, God. Oh, God, turn it in their favor, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for grandmothers and grandfathers who are raising their grandbabies. We pray for their children who have deserted the family on drugs and alcohol and whatever addiction that have pulled them out of the circle of the family. Father, we just bind the enemy. And we come against him in the name of Jesus. And we say, be free in the name of Yeshua. Yes. Those who are bound by addictions, who want to keep them from being and doing what you have called and created them to do, God, we say in the name of Jesus that they come to themselves and repent and connect, oh God, to the vine. Reconnect to the vine. Hallelujah. That the life will flow back through them, Lord God. Father, we just thank you tonight because you are God and there's nothing too hard for you, Father. So we thank you for those that's looking for that way out. You are the way. Hallelujah. Yes. For those, oh God, that's walking in darkness, my God, they will find the light because you are the light of the world. Those that are hungry and thirsting for righteousness will be drawn to the table, Father, because you are the bread of life. Father, we just thank you that everything that we need, God, we find it in you, God. So let us not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. We take look today, God. Today is the day that you have given us, and we cast our cares on you, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is bound. We thank you, Lord God, that victory belongs to us. We thank you, Lord God, that we are connected, and there's no good that you will withhold from your children, God. We walk upright. Father, we ask that you would bless our fellowship in the Pleasant Grove area as we go out, oh God, to touch your people, Father. Huh? Let the light shine on us and let them that's there be drawn to this light. And we pray, Lord God, for those who would sow. We pray for the finances of this project, of this outreach, Father, under the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the hands that would prepare food and for the businesses and the stores and the churches. Father, it's kingdom time. That's what time it is. It's kingdom time. God, and let us, oh God, come together and be about the Father's business. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those traveling, oh God, to different places, Father, and those, oh God, have a destination to get to, God. We pray traveling grace and mercy and protection, Father, on the airways, Father, on the ground. Lord God. Father, we just give you praise tonight. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God and you are in control, Lord God. So we thank you, oh God. Oh God, that we can cast our cares on you, Father. We cast them tonight, God. We cast them and we release them at the foot of the cross. And we leave them there because we are connected to the vine. And we thank you that the vine produces, hallelujah, it produces life, hallelujah.
Yes.
It produces, and we thank you for the life that we receive from the vine, oh God. Calls us to do things, oh God, that makes us to be more than conquerors. Calls us to do things that seems impossible, but is not impossible with you because we are connected to the vine. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise, oh God. And we call everything done. And we thank you for the praise reports. Father, we thank you that our listeners that we have gained, Lord God, even though we'll be leaving, will stay connected. It's a family affair, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that we've met, Lord God. And we pray for pastors. We pray for churches. We pray for ministries. We pray tonight, Lord God, for your love to just flow, to just flow, to just flow. The love of Christ to flow from one heart to the next, God. And we just thank you for what you're doing. We decree blessing, hallelujah. We decree increase, hallelujah. We decree love and forgiveness. And we thank you that you're faithful to do exceedingly and abundantly above everything that we can ask for according to the faith. We have great faith tonight, Father, and we thank you, oh God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, Father, that we are connected to the vine, the true great vine. Oh, thank you, Lord, and to the husbandman who dresses and tills the ground. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our lesson tonight. I am Elie.